Hi, I'm Standard Damage, and thank you for joining me for the Just Me podcast, a personal podcast where I share my thoughts on content creation as it pertains to mental health, relationships, personal struggles, and triumphs. If you like my content and would like to hear more of it, you can always catch me live at twitch.tv/standarddamage. And you can find me at Standard Damage on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also, please know that this podcast premieres every Thursday in the Pixel by Pixel Studios Discord as a part of our advanced streaming theory class. If you would like to join us for these premieres, as well as the class itself, including a question and answer period after the podcast release, please see the description of this podcast for the invite link. Our podcast relies on support from listeners like yourself. If you would like to support the podcast directly, go to anchor.fm/standarddamage and click on the support button, or you can also support us directly through our Twitch page. Thank you again for joining me. Here's the podcast. So today, let's talk a little bit about consistency and what that actually means and why it's important and what things you should be doing to help maintain that consistency, because we spend so much time as streamers using consistency like it's some kind of crazy buzzword, but we don't actually talk about what it truly means, what consistency is all about, because consistency means a number of things to a number of different people, and it all really depends on your perspective. Everybody always works on different parts of consistency based on what they're working on at the time, what their personal struggles have been. A lot of people struggle with one part of consistency or another. But again, we don't really talk about what it is. We just talk about the importance of consistency. We don't tell you how to do it, what it actually means, how you should be handling it. So we're going to do that right now. What is consistency ultimately? By its very definition, consistency is conformity in the application of something, typically that which is necessary for the sake of logic, accuracy, or fairness. In other words, people need to know what to expect, especially in the realm of content creation. So when you're looking at various aspects of what you do, you want to make sure that you remain consistent, because that's going to get people coming to you time and time and time again. Sounds simple. In theory and on paper, it is. But in reality, it is much, much more difficult to put into practice. Let's start with the most basic form of consistency that you can build in as a content creator: your schedule. And this is one of the biggest pains in the ass for many, many streamers out there, because most streamers don't have the privilege of being full-time. They're working around jobs. A lot of times they're working around part-time jobs that their schedule isn't consistent there, or they work a very heavy full-time job, which is the same boat I was in, by the way, where they just don't know exactly where their schedule is going to fall, or if there's some big project at work, like they'll get rolling for a couple of months and then all of a sudden their whole schedule is thrown off, and that throws off their streaming, and that throws off their YouTube production schedule, and so on and so on and so on. But through it all, your schedule, the schedule that you set and maintain, needs to be consistent. Now, if you find yourself in that boat that I just mentioned, where your job or other things in your life are throwing you and you can't keep a consistent schedule for certain days, things like that, here's a little pro tip that I have figured out over the last 2 years. What I have learned is that even if you can't stay on the same days every week, what you want to make sure is that you stay within the same general time frame. And here's what I mean by general time frame. If you can keep your start time of your streams within an hour either way, so let's say that you are used to starting at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, but because of your work schedule, it's going to throw you off a bit. You can't get started until 3, or maybe you have to work later that day and you can get started around 1. Do that. make sure that you are on at the same time, all the time, because people are going to continuously be habitual with Twitch, be habitual with YouTube, and they're going to come back around the same time every day. That gives people more opportunities to find you, even again, if you can't stay on the same consistent days. Try to make sure that you keep your times as consistent as possible. Now, if you're in the fortunate situation where you can stream on the same days and the same times every week, please do that, because then again, people will know when and where to find you. If you want people to support you, they have to know where and when to find you, both with their time and financially. If they know that they're paying for something or they're investing time in you and they're going to be able to find you again, perfect. That is the perfect scenario. They will come back if they like you and like your content. Consistency, however, goes beyond scheduling. And this is something that people forget about all the time. And it's also a very deadly trap they have a tendency to fall into all the time. Consistency also means you and your content. So let's talk about your content actually first, and then we're going to talk about you a little bit more. Your content needs to be continuously consistent. One of the favorite things that I hear all the time from a brand new streamer is, I want to be a variety streamer. Now, it's not that you can't be a variety streamer or that there's anything wrong with being a variety streamer. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about, though, is if every single time somebody comes to your stream, and please bear in mind that this is a road that I have personally been down. If every single time somebody comes to your stream, they're seeing something different, they're seeing a different kind of game, and they just don't know what's going to be up the next time around, they're probably not going to stick around for very long. During my days as a variety streamer, people would come into my stream. I'd get to know them a little bit. Things would be absolutely awesome. They'd come back for the next stream and I'd be playing something different. And they'd be like, nothing personal, but this really isn't my kind of game. So hopefully I'll catch up with you later. Now, the way to get around scenarios just like that is to either play the same game consistently, or at least play the same kind of game consistently. So if you're into fighting games, stick with fighting games. If you're into MMORPGs, stick with those. I run mainly marbles, and when I do take an aside, I try to build community gaming into it. It is very, very important, not only from your community's perspective, but also it will help you focus more on your content, which is also incredibly important. There's nothing like being able to focus on a game, or at least a type of game, and being able to embed yourself in those communities so that you can get more from the community and the community can get more from you. When you're constantly mixing up your games, and you don't get embedded into some of those communities, you are slowing your progress. So again, make sure that the kind of content you produce, the kind of games that you play, or the game that you play, remain consistent. Because we have to be honest here, family. While a lot of people come to the stream for you and love you, you have to remember that they are also there for the game that you play. That's why when a streamer such as myself does an aside and plays something different, their viewership numbers drop. It's not because they don't love you anymore. It's because your community, again, is there for you and they are also there for the game. What your community wants, if they're going to spend their precious free time with you, is they want the total package. Keep that in mind. The Just Me podcast will continue after a word from our sponsor. Now, getting around to you personally, you also have to remain consistent. a lot of the reason people do come to your channel is because directly for you, because they want to hang out with you. They want to hang out with the community that you are building. It all has to come together. So if your behavior suddenly goes sideways, you're going to create more problems for yourself than you realize. If you start going off the deep end with certain ideas, again, it's going to create problems for you because that is not what people are expecting of you. Not that you shouldn't make changes, not that you shouldn't continue to grow. Please, family, that is not what I am saying here. What I am saying here is you can't make too hard of a left turn either with your attitudes and personality or your content. Otherwise, you are going to rock your community in ways you did not intend. So the question then arises, when you're ready to make changes, how do you make them? Easy, way easier than you may think. It is much easier on you, your mental health, your calendar, and especially your community if you bring the changes in slowly. My newest technique and tactic is actually to keep 4 base streams every week. If you look at my calendar, you always know what to expect from me: Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. When you're looking to do something completely new, maybe something completely off the wall, or make a major change to the way you're doing things, try an extra experimental stream if your schedule will allow for something like that. So in other words, you're going to give your community that continued consistency while you test with an extra stream. Now you haven't taken any of the value away from your main community while you go play with other ideas. If you do those bonus streams and the idea takes off, then you can maybe bring it back into one of your main streams if that's what you would like to do. But I highly, highly, highly recommend, if possible, doing bonus streams to try out radically different or radically new content. That's where my later Friday night streams that I was doing for a while came from. I wanted to test how a spooky stream could go and how it would fly if I themed it out. I wanted to check out a couple of other chat interactive games just to see if we could do a little bit of a variety for you. And I also wanted to see how you would receive it, which again was very, very important. And honestly, one worked fantastically, which was the spooky stream that I themed out. The other one failed miserably. But again, I didn't take anything away from my community with that because those were extra streams. So nobody in the community felt rocked. And those that were there for those streams got an extra bonus. Sounds simple? It really is. The only problem is, again, if your schedule will allow it. I know sometimes you don't have the opportunity to do that. So another tactic that you can follow is maybe run a stream an extra hour or two. Do your main content first at the times you would normally run it. And then when you move into the after hours segment of your stream, play something else for a couple of hours or introduce the new concept for a couple of hours and see how that would go. Now, I want to be very clear here, though, family. Please, I'm not talking about the little changes, the gradual changes that you bring into your content along the way, whether it's new alerts, some new sound effects, whatever the case may be. More content, more improvement is exactly that, period. You don't need to go doing extra content or extra streams for things like that. Again, what I am specifically talking about here are opportunities you want to afford yourself to try something completely out of your norm. And that way you will not confuse your main community. You absolutely do not want to do that. I cannot stress it enough. I have a new idea that I am working on right now, and it's going to be popping up 3 days a week on the same days that I stream, but not at the same times. Because again, the idea is out there. It's going to be very foreign to a lot of my community. And the last thing I want to do is shock any of them into thinking that this is the new way things are going to be. What I will do, however, is use the opportunities that I am afforded during my regular streams to hype up these new streams with the community and let them know kind of what my thought process was. Give them a little bit of a warm up to it before they just simply show up on a late night on my stream and they don't realize what the hell I'm doing. Because again, it is going to be very, very different. That said, I will still be playing my main game, which is going to bring me to my final point when implementing changes and talking about consistency in the same breath. Whatever changes you go to make and however you decide to implement them, make sure that you keep a certain element of familiarity in the content that you are building. Whatever new idea you're trying, whatever new idea you are attacking, you want to make sure that there is some level of familiarity. In this case, for me, it's a completely fresh concept with the same game. Of course, marbles is going to be involved. And I'm hoping that this is an idea that can and will continue to evolve over time. But bringing this all full circle, what am I doing? I am doing it as an extra stream. I'm going to be running it at a little bit of a different time to see how it is received. And if it is received well as a new idea, then I will consider bringing more of that kind of content into my mainstream. But it needs to be tested first. In the meantime, again, for everybody out there that has been supporting me, I am not going to throw them by throwing a radical idea in the middle of what I do now. People support me with their time. They have supported me financially. And if they are going to do that, the business side of creation is making sure that people continue to receive the things that they are supporting. I will say it one more time because I want this to be the last thing you remember. Consistency brings support to your channel in many, many forms. I know it can be frustrating at times when you really want to implement an idea, you really want to get something off the ground, but you have to remember that when you are doing all of this, you are not alone. You have an entire community there with you. You have an entire army there with you. And if you are consistent, they will join you for the ride all the way through. If you are not consistent, unfortunately, a lot of them are going to jump off along the way. That's it for this week's podcast, family. Much love to all of you, and I will talk to you all again next week. Hello, everybody. Standard Damage here again, and I just want to stop in and say thank you for listening to the Just Me podcast. Again, if you want to catch up with me outside of the podcast realm, you can always catch up with me live at twitch.tv/standarddamage. And you can also catch up with me on both Twitter and Instagram at Standard Damage. But wherever and whenever our paths cross again, know that a big, bald, goofy podcaster loves you from the bottom of his heart. Have a great night, everyone.